You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Diamond bankruptcy spawns another wild lawsuit. Patton Oswalt and Jordan Bloom named local Comic Shop Day ambassadors. Danny Rand returns. This is Comic Book Club News for June 12, 2025. If it's a day that ends in Y, it must be time for another wild, weird twist in the ongoing Diamond bankruptcy saga. This time, Sparkle Pop, which is a holding company for Ad Populum, has filed a complaint against Alliance Entertainment. Ad Populum, you might recall, bought some of Diamond's assets alongside Universal Entertainment. Alliance was the original bidder for Diamond, but dropped out due to circumstances too convoluted to distill in a 3 to 5 minute news podcast. Now, Graphic Policy reports that Sparkle Pop has filed a complaint about Alliance's, quote, theft of valuable trade secrets, specifically Alliance hiring 7 ex-Diamond employees, as well as using info Sparkle Pop claims Alliance gained during the bankruptcy process. As the Beat points out, this is particularly confusing, given Sparkle Pop laid off most of Diamond's staff, shut down divisions, and has seemingly been non-communicative with both comic book publishers and comic book stores. Bleeding Cool notes that they haven't been paying publishers either. Meanwhile, Universal, which bought the other chunk of Diamond's assets working with Sparkle Pop, has been slowly building up its own distribution network. So what does Sparkle Pop hope to gain here? Who knows? More on this as it assuredly develops. Local Comic Shop Day has named the ambassadors for this year's event Minor Threats Masterminds Patton Oswalt and Jordan Bloom. Held usually annually, the event celebrates local comic book stores by offering freebies and discounted items, though it is not associated with Free Comic Book Day, nor is everything free. As ambassadors, per an Instagram post quote, Oswalt and Bloom will be the voice of the campaign and use their extensive reach to help grow this incredible day. Stay tuned for many more announcements and details to come. A video provided also includes the duo talking about their favorite comic book shops, House of Secrets and Golden Apple, respectively, and plugging the date for the event, September 27. A few months back, Marvel Comics killed off Danny Rand, the Iron Fist, and right on his anniversary, no less. But true to form, he'll be back, though perhaps briefly, in The Undead Iron Fist, a new 4-issue miniseries written by Jason Liu with art by Fran Gallan. Said Liu, quote, "I was so relieved to not encounter any fan backlash or outrage when I killed off Danny Rand, because there was always a plan to bring him back, but we wanted to make the fans wait. Not only was I busy plotting his next explosive chapter, Danny has been going through his own journey to find his way back to the 616 land of the living. And from the very first issue, he's back swinging with ruthless vengeance. One could definitely wonder why there was no fan backlash or outrage about the death, but we'll let you mull that one on your own. Instead, you can check out The Undead Iron Fist when it hits stores on September 10, 2025. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And as local Comic Book Shop Day ambassadors, Oswalt and Bloom could commit any crime they want at a comic book shop without being arrested. True story. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.